with an ideological belief or understanding of how capitalism worked that was able to guide the work they were doing and allow them to avoid the pitfalls.
Yeah. That's a great story, great book. It's Tony Lear. The title is The Truth About the 37 Oshawa GM Strike. Wednesday night, October 30, at the different book list, there will be a launch, and I hope everybody will attend. Tony, thank you very, very much. We do appreciate it.
Thanks, Phil.
Okay. This is the Taylor Report, CIUT, just on Tony's, picking up on a point from Tony about class consciousness, which is essential to do any organizing successfully. So class consciousness is in existence at all times, sometimes good and sometimes bad. I had a good friend, Jack Smaller, who organized for the mine mill smelter workers, and he told me a story. He was telling me about how they organized in Kirkland Lake. And I said, oh boy, Kirkland Lake, I've heard a lot about the miners there. I said, they must have been very class conscious. And Jack said, oh, very. He said, they always took their hats off when the foreman came by. So that was before they became union. That was a negative expression of class consciousness turned into a positive. This is the Taylor Report. I think we're just about look at the Pedro is the expert. I'll remind you of the two books we talked about today, Family Ties, Peter McFarlane, Lorimer, get the book, and The Truth About the 37 Oshawa GM Strike, Tony Lear, Baraka Books, and it's going to be, the book launch will be 7 o'clock Wednesday, October 30, at a different book list. Pedro, thanks very much. This is Taylor Report. See you next week.
4 years after the revolution and the old king's execution, 4 years after, remember how those porches took their final bow. String up every aristocrat, out with the priests and let them live on their fat. 4 years after we started fighting, Mara keeps on with his writing. 4 years after the Bastille fell, he still recalls the old battle yell. Down with all our ruling class, throw all the generals out on their ass. Why do they have the gold? Why do they have the power? Why? Do they have the friends at the top? Why do they have the jobs at the top? We've got nothing, always had nothing, nothing but holes, and millions of them living in holes, dying in holes, holes in our bellies and holes in our clothes. Mara,
if you want to support 93.3 CFMU and independent businesses, there's one sure way to do it. Get your hands on a Friends of CFMU card. For a donation of only $30, you get a card that gives you discounts at businesses all throughout the greater Hamilton area. Make sure you check out cfmu.ca and go down to the footer for more information. Use your card at Arcade, Amigos, Big V Comics, Downtown Bike Hounds, or Dr. Disc.
Before we start with our program, here's a community event you might be interested in. Hamilton Day, from November 1st to November 3rd, citywide. Join thousands of Hamiltonians and visitors for a weekend of shopping, dining, and entertainment across the city. With over 1,000 participating shops, pop-up market stores, concerts, and more, it's the perfect time to experience and explore what Hamilton's small business community has to offer. Check out the Hamilton website to see what you might be interested in.
Thank you.
the first episode of Pixelated Melodies. As someone who loves listening to video game soundtracks while studying or relaxing, I've always been impressed by how beautifully crafted these pieces are. Soundtracks are designed to complement gaming experiences. Because of this, they're easily overlooked in the broader music landscape, but I think they are worth sharing. In each episode, we'll dive into a mix of iconic tracks from our favorite games, as well as give the spotlight to some underrated gems from the indie scene. So sit back, unwind, and let's immerse ourselves in the enchanting world of video game music. For the first episode, I've decided to look back into my childhood and feature music from the Super Mario franchise, especially from the older games like Super Mario Bros. 2 and Super Mario World and Super Mario 64. Games like this not only shaped the industry, but also created some of the most iconic melodies that transcended medium and even audiences. Well, that's that. Hope you guys enjoy the selection and enjoy your evening.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Thank you.